Good day, Neisner Vineyard. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is Sunday and we are so in love with Jesus on this Sunday. What an awesome year we are in 2021. Many of us are feeling a little bit exposed and we are feeling vulnerable because our lockdown has continued. But I've got some good news to encourage you today. And I just want you to just tap into the grace of God with me today and just experience the Lord with me. I just felt this morning that I want to start us off with a worship song, and today I'm going to ask Alice to sing for us, and she's just ready to do a small piece of worship for us. So just enjoy the Holy Spirit with me as we engage with the Lord right now. Yes, my friends, wasn't that an awesome song? Jesus deserves all the praise. And that's really the key what I want to get to today. It's just to encourage you, my friend, to get to a place where you just lift up Jesus. Lift up the name of Jesus. And I'm going to end my last point with magnifying the Lord. And I want to invite you today to just magnify the Lord with me in whatever circumstance you are in, whatever you are facing at the moment. I want to encourage you in magnifying the Lord. You will find the answer of God and He will show you how to be lifted up. So the scripture that really has been stuck in my heart for the last week was this Job 22 and verse 28 to 29. I'm going to read it to you. It says, "You shall also declare a thing and it shall be established unto you. And the light shall shine upon your ways. When men are cast down, then you shall say, there is a lifting up, and He shall save the humble person." You see, when men are cast down, like many people are cast down at the moment because of the lockdown continuing and because of so many things that are going wrong in the world, there is still something that we have to say. And what we are saying is there is a lifting up. Let's lift up the name of Jesus together. He is worthy of our praise and He is a good God in the middle of whatever storm. I just thinking about Jesus, how He rested in the middle of that storm, sleeping in the boat while all the disciples were freaking out. What a picture of us in Christ, us in that lifeboat, us as saved children of God, in a boat, in a storm, everybody's freaking out, but we can rest and be in Jesus with complete peace in this time. We are doing a series called Fully Loaded at the moment. Yanu and Mama D did such a great job in just explaining to us how we can prosper. And Mama Dee spoke about the bullets that we have, that we are loaded with, all the amazing things that God has placed on the inside of us, and how we can really have peace and trust the Lord in the middle of circumstances. And I'm just going to continue to encourage you today and just implore you to seek the Lord in this time and to enjoy the Lord's presence with me. So there is a lifting up. That is my word for you, my friend. There is a lifting up. 2021, the year of increase, and there is a lifting up in this year for you. Now, I'm going to start here with the theme scripture that we've spoken about so many times, and this is in 2 Peter 1, and I'm going to start in verse 2. It says, "Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, as his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which we have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in this world through lust." What an amazing scripture to hang on to in this time. It says clearly here, as his divine power has given unto us all things. You know, that is something that we need to understand. When it comes to new covenant thinking, we are not talking about something that God is going to do. A lot of people are waiting on God and they are thinking that God is going to do something. But I want to encourage you, my friend, Christ has already died. He has included you in his death. And when you were born again, you were resurrected with him. Something has already happened. You know, when we think in a new covenant way, we need to understand that God has already done something. It's not about what God is going to do. And yes, God is going to do wonderful things in the natural realm. Wonderful things will change for you. Wonderful things will come to pass. But in the spiritual realm, things are already done. And we need to work from the spiritual realm, where things are already done, to the natural realm, where things still has to happen. And so that is so awesome, is to get to a place where we understand the work is finished. When Jesus hung on that cross, he said, "It is finished." The work is finished, and we can tap into the finished work of Jesus and appropriate it and believe it and let that work for us to change things in the natural. It's not about God doing something. It is about what God has done. In the old covenant, they were looking forward to what God was going to do. He did it in Christ, and now we are saved. We are fully loaded with God, and we are full of the Holy Spirit, ready to move forward into the things that God has called us to move in. I want to just encourage you, my friend, don't lose heart. This is my first point for you today. Don't lose heart. And I'm going to just take some scriptures here and speak to you about how not to lose heart. Let's look at 2 Corinthians 4, verse 7 to 9. "But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed." What an amazing scripture. It says that we have a treasure in earthen vessels. That means we have a treasure in clay pots. A wonderful treasure inside of us. And the thing that Paul is saying here is so interesting. He says, we are pressed, but not crushed. Now let's think about that. I've got two cans here today, two soda cans. And these two look pretty much the same if you look at them from wherever you are. But there's something different about these two. This one, I can press. And I'm pressing it right now. You can see my fingertips going and trying to press it, but I cannot do anything to it because there's something on the inside. This one, it's got nothing on the inside. Look at what happens when I press this. That's it. Fold it up and pressed. You see what Paul is saying is we are pressed on every side, hard-pressed, but not crushed. My friend, most people in this world are pressed and crushed. You can be pressed, but you don't have to be crushed. You see, because inside of you, there's pressure. Inside of you, there's an eternal weight of glory. Later in the same passage, I will read about the eternal weight of glory. That could also be translated as a pressure of glory. Inside of you, there's a pressure of glory, and that's what stops you from getting crushed. It also says here, we are perplexed, but not in despair. This word perplexed, it means completely baffled or very puzzled. Many of us in this time are perplexed. We are completely baffled. We don't know why they are locking this beach and allowing people to swim over here, and there they can't do it and get into a taxi and drive, but we can't meet a church. And so we are kind of baffled, not understanding properly what's going on. But you know what? Whatever is happening on the outside is not that bad, because we don't have to be in despair. To be in despair means to be depressed or to be negative. And many people now are getting depressed. I just heard somebody this week say that many people don't even dare dream about 2021 because they've been so disappointed in 2020. My friend, you can dream in 2021 because there's a dream inside of you that Jesus has given you. You can be strong because inside of you, there's still a hope, still a dream, still hope for the future, and still good things coming your way. It says we are persecuted, but not forsaken. This is something that is so relevant at the moment, because the moment we are positive and the moment we speak life, people sort of expect us to go into a negative with them, and people expect us to complain and be in a bad mood with them. And you know, I'm not going to do that. We are sort of silently persecuted because we carry the glory of God, and we come into from a positive mindset, understanding that Christ has already done it. And the more you speak about God's life that is good, and it's going to start, and goodness and mercy will follow me wherever I go. Doesn't matter what circumstance I am in, I will still do well. I will still prosper and be in health, even as my soul prospers. And the more we talk about these things, the more people get annoyed around us, and that's a way of persecution. But it says we are persecuted, but not forsaken. That means God will never leave you nor forsake you. God is still inside of you. Even if you are persecuted by family, people are telling you are too positive, you are too much of a positive thinker. Doesn't matter, because God is the one inside of you. He's the one that has given you that eternal weight of glory, and He moves forward with you in speaking life. It says struck down, but not destroyed. You know, so a lot of people are struck down and destroyed. And again, we don't have to be struck down and destroyed. We can be struck down, but we can get up and move forward into 2021. The rest of that passage, in further on, it reads in 2 Corinthians 4 from verse 16 to 18. It says, therefore, we do not lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Isn't that amazing? Our inward man, the inward person that got born again when you believed in Christ and received Him as your Lord and Savior, that inward man is not affected by the natural realm. It says here that our inward man is being renewed day by day. It doesn't say you are renewing your inward man. It says your inward man is being renewed. Whether you are renewing your mind or whether you are in a positive or a negative mode, there's an automatic renewal of your inward man day by day, as we move in life. And our born-again man is always alive and well. And so when we get with the party, then the party starts happening. So we need to start understanding that we need to believe that our inward man is being renewed day by day. And then we will feel renewed day by day and not get dragged down by this world. Don't lose heart. He says, therefore, we don't lose heart. You know, there's an inner pressure or a divine force that works for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. I said earlier that this weight of glory can also be translated as a pressure. And we know in 1 John 4 and verse 4, it says, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. Look at these two. He who is in you is greater than the pressure that comes from the outside. You see, you are not crushed. You might be have a little bit of problems and things going around that does not make you feel good, but I want to encourage you, my friend. You don't have to be crushed. You don't have to be broken. You don't have to go into despair. My friend, you can be whole and you can be prosperous and you can be healthy with the glory of God on the inside of you. Let's not settle for this world's mindset. Let's not settle for good and miss out on God's best. Let's go forward and know that greater is He, greater is the glory that is in you than the glory, than the pressure that is coming from this world. So number one, I just want to encourage you, don't lose heart, my friend. You've got Jesus in you. But practically that sometimes doesn't work for us. Because one morning we wake up and we hear bad news and we hear things from all kinds of areas. And before we know it, our hearts get dragged down and struck down and our hearts take us down a slippery slope of being negative. So my second point today is abide in His love. Abide means to live or dwell in a certain place. We need to be convinced of the love of God for us. You know, the Christianity is not about how much we love God, but it's really about how much God loves us. And God really wants us to know how much He loves us. And when we know how much God loves us, we will also receive the grace, the power to love God back. But really, the first action comes from God. You know, we love Him because He first loved us. So it says here in John 15, verse 9 to 12, as the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in His love. These things I have spoken to you, that your joy, my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. What an awesome passage of scripture. As the Father loved me, I also has loved you. You know, the Bible doesn't lie. The Bible speaks the complete truth. And it just says straight out here that in the same way the Father loved me, in that same very capacity, I have loved you. I mean, if you just swallow that and think about that for a moment, the same love that God had for Jesus is the same, very same love that Jesus now has for you. You see, He uses His Abba Father's love to love you with. And then there's a part of the scripture that can condemn many people, but we need to understand what it really says. It says, you're abiding my love. And then the next verse says, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love. Now, a lot of people go like, oh, I haven't kept God's commandments, so I'm not abiding or not staying, not dwelling, not living in the love of God. That's not what the scripture means. If you look at the word keep there, the word keep actually is a Greek word that is said like this, tereo, tereo. It's spelled T-E-R-E-O, tereo. Definition for that word is to watch over or to guard. So let's change the word keep with to watch over or to guard. It says, abide in my love. If you watch over or guard my commandments, you will abide in my love. Just as I have watched over or guarded my Father's commandments and abide in His love. You see, this word keep here doesn't mean to obey, which it's a good thing to obey God. I have anything against people obeying God. That is what we have to do. But I'm just saying, this scripture is saying if we keep, that means guard or watch over His commandments, we will abide in His love. What is the commandments of God? It's the sayings, the word of God. So if we keep the God and watch over the word of God in our hearts and keep His sayings alive instead of what the world is saying, then we will stay or live or dwell in a place of the love of God. It is so important for us in this stage, in this time of the world, to stay full of the sayings of God, to stay full of the word of God, to keep His commandments, to keep watch over or guard what God is saying. And what is the Word of God saying? The Word of God never changes. It doesn't talk about you being sick. It talks about you being healed. It doesn't talk about you being you're going under financially. It talks about you prospering even as your soul prospers. You know, the Word of God is so clear on many things. Jesus never came to make anybody poor or sick. He came to make us healthy. He actually says in 2 Corinthians 8 that he came, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ came to make us rich. You know, the Lord wants us to prosper and be in health. What a blessed God we have. What an awesome opportunity we have to tap into the grace of God that superabounds and exceeds anything that this world can offer us at the moment. Now, I know we all go through things, and I know there's pressure being given to us from the outside, like I said. But remember, my friend, you can abide in the sayings of God. You can abide in the Word of God. You can abide in the commandments, in what God says. And you can let that be your default and not what the news or whatever else says. It's important for us to listen to what the Holy Spirit is speaking in this hour. So I just want to encourage you with that, my friend. Grace is always available for you. It's always, always available. It's the strongest Wi-Fi spot that you'll ever be able to experience. And when we come into the place of what God is saying, then we will abide in the love of God. Staying in the love of God, it's so important. The last point I want to make with you today is to magnify the Lord. This is such a practical thing in today's life that we can do. We can make the Lord big in our hearts. You know what happens to a lot of people today is the devil uses all kinds of media and social media and all kinds of platforms. I've got nothing against those things. They're not evil in my eyes. They can be used for good and they can be used to preach the gospel and to take the gospel around the world. So I'm not saying those things are evil. I'm just saying giving so much attention to those things and the negative news that are spread among people through that, it can magnify the wrong things. We experience a magnified negative emotion because we are mindful of earthly things. Our mind is stuck on carnal, physical, natural things in the natural realm. And the Bible clearly says to be naturally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. That is so simple. To put our minds on the things of this earth and everything that goes around us, that magnifies those things. And it will bring negative emotions into your heart. Whereas God doesn't want that for you, my friend. He wants us to magnify Him. Magnify the Lord and your life will start prospering. Let's look at what it says in Psalm 34, verse 1 to 5. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Woo, that's exciting. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt His name together. I sought the Lord and He heard me. He delivered me from my fears. They looked to Him and were radiant and their faces were not ashamed. My friend, God can deliver you from every fear, from everything that holds you back. But our job is to magnify the Lord, to have His praise continually in our mouths. Our souls must make its boast in the Lord. And when we humble ourselves and listen to what God is actually saying at the moment, we will be glad. So it says here, the humble will hear of it and be glad. Humility is just agreeing with God. Pride is disagreeing with God and exalting your own opinion above what God says. But my friend, let's humble ourselves under what the Word of God says and magnify Him together. There is such power in praising God. Just in this week, I was sitting with a friend of mine in a car, and while we were sitting in the car, he spoke to me about a problem. And while we spoke about this problem, we just started magnifying the Lord together and speaking about being free in Him and how He has redeemed us. And as we just spoke about truth and how we can live free from people and the stuff that people presents to us, suddenly I just experienced the magnifying power of the Holy Spirit. I could literally feel how the Holy Spirit entered my car, and I was so lifted up at that moment that I just realized that this problem is nothing for God. And you see, the devil magnifies problems. Satan has a way of magnifying negative things. And we need to deliberately in this time magnify the Lord. Magnify Jesus with me. We need to invite people to magnify God with us. My friend, we don't have to be pressed. We don't have to be crushed in this time. Or even if the world adds pressure, you don't have to submit under that pressure. You can magnify the Lord. And so I just want to end this this time with you by just saying to you that there is a lifting up. This scripture in Job 22 has just struck me this week, and it came to me over and over again. When men are cast down, then you shall say, there is a lifting up. My friend, use your mouth and say, there is a lifting up. Say that with me. Even right now, you can just say it. There's a lifting up. And lift up your spirit with the Lord. Lift up your life to the God, to God, and just say to Him, Lord, I'm going to just be in a space of magnifying You and not magnifying the problems. Now, this week is coming. It's another week, and you're going to go into it. And I've got something practical I want you to do. There's a song that I'm going to let a friend of mine, Ali, play to you. And this song has just got a catchy tune. And you can whistle at any time during the week. It goes like this, you'll know it. It goes. You know the song? So that song is a catchy tune. And she's going to play it for us on the piano. I asked her to play it. And when I heard the song in the week, it just caught my ear. And she played it at our house. And I thought, every time I think about that song in this week, I'm going to magnify the Lord. So I know it's kind of irritating sometimes when we get a song stuck in our minds. But I want to encourage you, get this song stuck in your mind for this week. And every time that catchy tune comes up, just start clapping your finger to the grace of God and magnify the Lord with me. Wasn't that just an awesome catchy tune? Just to clap your hands to the grace of God. So I just want to encourage you in this week, as you hear that song coming up in your mind, just let the grace of God bless and serve you, and just start magnifying the Lord with us. We just want to thank you from Lifestyle Vineyard side that you've tuned into our Sunday service. Thank you for watching us on Facebook and watching us online in all the different areas that we have. And thank you for being such wonderful supporters. Thank you for helping Lifestyle Vineyard preach the good news of Christ all over the world. We just appreciate every single supporter, everyone that's faithful and are helping us to do this. And we just want to thank each one of you and bless you wherever you are. You are definitely highly favored and deeply loved of God.